Welcome to Filtration Matters, the regular podcast from Bofa, a world leader in portable fume and dust extraction. In this series, we'll be exploring how innovations in filtration and extraction system design are helping improve productivity across multiple industry sectors, including in laser, 3D printing, and electronics. Bofa experts will discuss how advances in extraction technology are helping optimize manufacturing processes and product quality, while at the same time contributing to a clean, healthy working environment. Today, I'm delighted to welcome two Bofa experts with specialist knowledge of the ink printing industry. Dawn Harton is a strategic account manager at Bofa Americas, while Jeff Hamilton is an international sales manager based in the UK. Both have a lot of experience and knowledge of working with print equipment manufacturers. It's a sector that has traditionally been a heavy user of UV inks, of dyes and coatings, which, as anyone who has worked in printing will know, creates a distinctive environmental smell. However, change is underway, with new generation inks promising a new low odour era. Today we'll be exploring these latest innovations, as well as looking at the need for filtration when it comes to maintaining a healthy printing environment for people and safeguarding product quality. Welcome both.
Hi, glad to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Dawn, we hear a lot of comment about the smell in print shops. What is it that creates a smell?
It's true. People working in the print industry often refer to the smell they experience in the workplace. The smell tends to result from traditional solvent-based inks, but there are lots of other processes used in printing that can impact the operating environment. Varnishes, coatings, adhesive, laser cutting. Whatever the source of the odor, these airborne contaminants need to be filtered to maintain a healthy environment and to maintain a high product quality.
So Jeff, perhaps you could explain the rules governing health and safety in the print industry.
Yeah, good point. Obviously, locally, there will be different regulations in place governing the workplace exposure levels for the fume that is potentially harmful to human health associated with printing and cutting processes. However, these regulations are designed to keep the operatives safe in the workplace by setting permitted time-weighted averages for the airborne contaminants associated with chemicals and agents, while at the same time providing guidance on local exhaust ventilation, LEV, as we know in the UK.
So for print businesses using traditional solvent-based inks, do these emissions present a potential health risk to their operatives?
Yeah, absolutely. When print shops use traditional UV inks, these can give off ozone, which is an unstable, colourless gas with oxidising properties. Some of these emissions are known to increase the risk of occupational asthma and other health conditions. That's why it's so important for these emissions to be filtered before they enter the breathing zones of operatives. Without effective extraction, printing companies would be exposing their operatives to fumes that make them very dizzy or drowsy.
Dawn, I understand that the print industry has made some advances in the use of eco inks that are more sustainable and less odorous. So does this mean that print shops using these new inks no longer need filtration systems?
It's actually the opposite. They do still need filtration systems. The print industry is making strides towards sustainable alternatives to the traditional inks through new generational eco UV and eco solvent products that are better for the environment, and they do emit lower levels of odor. So it'd be easy to imagine that removing these odors also takes away any health risks associated with potentially harmful airborne contaminants. But analysis of safety data sheets proves that in many instances, this is not the case. Even with these new inks, some potentially harmful airborne emissions may still need to be filtered from the print processes, and some of these cannot be seen and are, again, odorless. For example, the safety data sheets from new inks indicate that volatile organic compounds are present, such as morpholine, benzyl acrylate, and MEKs, the methyl ethyl ketone. Printing companies still need to think about removal of non-ink related emissions, such as nanoparticulates, pigments, vapors, gases, and ketones. At the same time, some emissions, such as ink missing, can also negatively impact on print quality if not adequately extracted at the source. The question for health and safety managers is not so much do we need extraction system to filter the vapors and mist generated by print operations, including those eco inks, but which extraction technology and filter media is best suited for our needs. For many, this means investing in extraction technology that can contribute to both environmental health strategies to protect their people and help maintain a cleaner print area to optimize the product quality.
Jeff, now might be a good time to explain how BOFA technology helps filter out these emissions.
BOFA offers filtration solutions for many different processes and industries. However, in this case, we're focusing on the print industry. So as part of our design and expertise in this area, we looked at printing inks, lacquers, adhesives, and cleaning solvents, which are all known to generate particulate and gaseous organic compounds. So our extraction systems help to keep vapors and mists from being inhaled and help to stop chemicals coming into contact with the skin, which is kind of critical. Solvents in printing are by nature pretty straightforward to filter. What's tricky and, you know, the challenge is to make sure there aren't any adverse reactions, which is why we treat our activated carbon to prevent this type of event. And as you know, with our printing extraction machines, they all come with a VOC sensor as standard.
And as a follow-on, Jeff, which are the most popular BOFA systems for the print industry and why?
So, I mean, I have to say they're all popular, depending on, you know, the application itself and the process itself. But if you would pick one particular unit, I'd go probably with the Print Pro Universal, which is a compact unit with large gas filter designed exclusively for the print and print finishing industries. The unit is easily adopted for a wide range of environments, including wide format printers, continuous inkjet, which predominantly uses UV inks, and numerous mailroom applications such as UV coating, hot melt glue binding, and mailroom poly wrapping. It's a system that's proven to help filter ozone as well as ketones and solvents like MEK, as we talked about earlier, resulting from printing applications. It can be used anywhere in the world. It has an auto sensing voltage, so you know you can just plug it into whatever voltage you have at hand, and it's on casters, which makes it totally portable.
Dawn, I guess the other element in extraction technology is the control system and how this can enhance productivity. What's the value of BOFA's IQ functionality for the print sector?
So there's quite a bit of value in the IQ functionality and technology, where the system control is enhanced by the operating platform. It provides a host of functions and innovations, including onboard data logs, real-time system condition, and visualizations, so the operators can easily monitor the filtration performance. It's a key contributor to the productivity by enabling filters to be exchanged in step with production schedules, thereby avoiding any unnecessary downtime that could otherwise result from saturated filters.
And finally, Jeff, the other consideration for print managers is whether to invest in a portable extraction system, such as BOFA's, or a fixed vent-to-air system. What's the benefit of portable technology?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point. And I think probably a point that's overlooked in many cases. What I would say is a vent-to-air system, you know, has to be better than nothing. So our customers that use this type of system at least are going some way towards their sort of duty of care. However, there are disadvantages with vent-to-air systems, which we believe are overcome using a BOFA extraction solution. And the main disadvantages really with vent-to-air is the high capital cost of the vent-to-air system in the first place. It inherently has a high installation cost. There can be replacement filter costs that can be very high as well. It needs regular maintenance, which can cause factory downtime. I mean, not to say as well the unsightly internal external ductwork that these systems come with. All in all, The BOFA system is portable and can be moved around. I know in the workplace, many people wish to move systems around, make improvements, change layouts to adapt to their changing business environment. And we really think that that's, you know, where the BOFA system scores hands down over a Vent2Air system.
Many thanks, Dawn and Jeff, for your insights into the printing industry and guiding us through some of the innovations that are contributing to a more sustainable future. It's clear that even with some of the exciting developments in inks we've covered today, print shops still need to invest in filtration and extraction technology to help safeguard their people and enable high quality product.
If you want to find out more about BOFA and the benefits of filtration and fume extraction, visit bofainternational.com, where you'll find lots of sector specific information. You can also catch up on all our podcast content by visiting bofainternational.com/podcast.